Just visit their website at eltororestaurante.com and click on the delivery tab.
You're listening to WXJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Two house seats up for grabs in North Carolina. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Dan Bishop, Greg Murphy, these guys, they're going to protect your Second Amendment.
President Trump rallying for the Republicans in Fayetteville focused most closely on Bishop's race in a district where the 2018 election was voided by fraud. Fox's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Dave, a clear choice. That's how Republican Dan Bishop describes today's contest with Democrat Dan McCready, a Marine veteran who describes himself as a moderate. Bishop told Fox and Friends,
"My opponent represents a Nancy Pelosi choice, an Elizabeth Warren choice toward a Green New Deal, sanctuary cities."
McCready says he supports Second Amendment rights and
reasonable common sense steps to reduce gun violence.
Today's election is seen by some as a bellwether heading into 2020 in a district President Trump won by more than 11 points. Dave.
Rachel, in the other North Carolina race, Greg Murphy is facing Democrat Alan Thomas for a seat vacated when Republican Congressman Walter Jones died. It's up to 50 people now dead in the Bahamas, though many more still remain unaccounted for a week after Hurricane Dorian tore some islands apart. This woman from Florida was right in the middle of it while visiting the Bahamas.
The whole house just started falling apart, so I just screamed, "We all need to get in the bathroom." I just always been told, go to the bathroom.
It was the only room in the house that wasn't destroyed, and she was stranded there for 6 hours until help arrived. Tens of thousands of people left homeless by the hurricane. If you vape, the American Medical Association is urging you to stop. Don't use e-cigarettes. New York State's going to require e-cigarette retailers to post health risk warning signs.
In addition, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced Monday that the state will issue subpoenas to three companies that sell a vaping additive, vitamin E acetate, believed to be causing severe lung illness.
That's Fox's Sue Guzman. More than 400 people have gotten that illness. There are five deaths. America's listening to Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
They're working to get that cargo ship that capsized off the Georgia coast on Sunday and caught fire back upright the day after. The final four crew members were found alive. They were trapped inside and rescued on Monday. 20 others were rescued the day before, and that happened nearly a week after the disaster off the coast of California when a boat carrying passengers on a diving trip caught fire. 34 died in what's now a criminal probe.
The U.S. Attorney's Office in L.A. is participating in the investigation along with the Coast Guard, FBI, ATF, and the Santa Barbara County Sheriff's Office. Search warrants were served at the offices of Truth Aquatics in Santa Barbara. Investigators looking for maintenance and training records left the offices with boxes of items. The owners, Glenn and Dana Fritzler, have already filed court paperwork in an attempt to limit liability claims. The Coast Guard has said this vessel required a roving night watchman, and it's not clear that there was one the night of the fire. There are also concerns about how well the crew was trained in safety protocols and whether passengers received an adequate safety briefing. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The NRA is taking aim at its critics in San Francisco.
A week after its board of directors voted to denounce the group as a domestic terrorist organization. The National Rifle Association suing, saying it's effectively a blacklist for city leaders to discourage working with contractors or vendors with ties to the gun rights lobby. The suit also calls the city's resolution obviously unconstitutional, arguing it violates free speech rights of those gun-friendly vendors. This legal fight comes as lawmakers grapple over gun reform reform following mass shootings this summer in California, Texas, and Ohio. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Week one's in the books in the NFL with two more games last night. The Houston Texans beaten by the New Orleans Saints on a last-second field goal, 30-28. The Oakland Raiders beat the Denver Broncos, 24-16. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. A new restaurant is coming to the former site of the Prospect Auto used car lot. Captain D's, a Nashville-based seafood chain, has gotten a building permit for the site at 1409 Prospect Avenue C. Captain D's has 530 locations in 22 states. New college rankings are out from U.S. News and World Report. These are the top 50 national universities, public and private. The University of Illinois slipped from number 46 last year to number 48 this year. Illinois is the fourth highest ranking Big Ten school. Princeton topped the list this year, followed by Harvard, Columbia, MIT, then Yale. The University of Chicago came in at number 6. If you're looking for some extra work over the holidays, UPS says it'll hire 100,000 seasonal workers for the holiday shipping rush. More than a third of UPS seasonal hires generally become permanent employees after the holiday season. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Small businesses are...
at countryarbors.com.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 three-day weather forecast from the National Weather Service. Coming up on 8:09, Diane Ducey.
Yeah, we've got partly sunny conditions today, tomorrow, and Thursday with a high 90, low 70 expected. A chance of precipitation briefly at 20%. A 40% shot at showers, especially in the morning on Friday. High 79. 80 for game day against Eastern Michigan, 11 a.m. kick. With mostly sunny conditions. Right now we're at 71. ESPN 93.5.
All right. While we typically eat three meals a day, a recent clinical trial finds that for some, completely skipping a day, may have some health benefits.
Huh.
Healthy living specialist Judy Gammon, how are you?
I'm doing great, and you know, a day would be good. The study actually said 36 hours, and I know your listeners are going, you got to be kidding me, I can't do that.
Right. So what are we thinking here? I mean, it's I've heard where you eat and fast isn't too crazy. I mean, I can't keep up with all the different things that are healthy and not healthy.
You know what, and we shouldn't have to. I feel like every day there's something else in the news. But there's a couple of things to pay attention to with this study. They took 600 people and they put them in the study for 4 weeks. 30 of them they put on this alternate day fasting, also referred to as ADF, which means you go 36 hours without food, 12 hours you can eat whatever you want, and you rotate this. So even on the days that you're supposed to be completely fasting, they did allow some of them to eat up to 500 calories. But what they found is there was a decrease in inflammation, a decrease in cholesterol. There were some biomarkers that looked pretty good. Of course, they didn't test everything. That's important to realize. And also that they only took people that were very healthy to do the study.
Okay.
So two things that we need to pay attention to.
Okay. What we consume, how much we consume. This one says 36 hours fast, 12 hours what? Gluttonous? How do we, I mean, oh boy, time to eat. Give me that chicken.
Yeah, I was surprised that they said they could just eat whatever they want. I'm like, wow, doesn't that defeat the purpose, right?
Yeah, and I get Dorito stains on my cheek, so that's not good. Anyway, there's just all kinds of advice. I think common sense, everything in moderation, try and cut sugar and salt down when you can. And something we're trying is not to eat late at night.
Right.
Well, that's, you know, that whole don't eat late at night really is a source of fasting. Because when we go to sleep, we are fasting. We're not eating those hours. So if you say, I'm going to stop eating at 5 p.m., then you can tack on the hours from 5 p.m. till you go to bed.
Yeah.
And if you're sleeping 8 hours, I mean, really, you could be fasting in itself for 12 hours without even trying. And it's, you know, it's a good rule of thumb.
I have a horrible habit.
And I have to try. That's for sure.
Well, for a week now, I just decided no more late eating.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I sleep way better because
my
body's not working.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's not digesting stuff. But boy, I think that failure of grabbing something because you're grazing
right
at 11:30 at night is
bad habit.
Bad deal.
It is a bad habit. And for people that suffer from things like restless leg syndrome, that's like the worst thing they can do. It's a kiss of death. If they load up on carbs or sugar, even simple sugars like fruit, if they load up on that stuff after 5 o'clock, they're more prone to having things like restless legs.
Yeah.
One of the things that we tell our patients at Executive Medicine of Texas is, you know, if you want to do this fasting or fasting mimicking kind of diet, you really could do something as simple as eat all of your calories between 10 and 2.
Mm.
And that really does give you a cycle of fasting.
Mm.
But just stopping eating, not a good idea.
No, because then your metabolism stops functioning, right? It kind of shuts it down. It doesn't move, right?
That's exactly right. You don't want to do the shock. I actually was looking at the study thinking, why would they tell people they eat whatever they want for 12 hours
yeah.
and go back and forth?
Because
what happens is you get this burst of inflammation.
Yeah.
And then you tone it down. It's like turning the radio up and down.
Yeah. And then we're sugar busters here. I do 30 grams or less of processed sugar every day, and I found that to be very effective.
It is very effective. And it's very effective not only for weight loss, but for toning down the inflammation, reducing your risk of diabetes, heart disease,
yeah.
all of those things. So that's really good that you're doing that.
Healthy living specialist Judy Gamma. Now the embarrassing question, are you fit?
I am.
Okay, because your healthy living specialist would be kind of, it'd be like the really, really heavy person doing the training, personal training at the gym. You got to be in shape, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not twiggy, and
you shouldn't be twiggy.
I don't want to be twiggy.
No, you don't want to be twiggy.
Yeah,
it's,
I'm not twiggy,
that's
twiggy,
like, yeah.
but I'm
I know
fit.
Who twiggy is who's twiggy? A thin person. Okay, Judy, how do people connect with you?
So the best way is to actually follow the podcast, Stay Young America. It's on all the podcast directories, Stay Young America. You can get tips like this and all kinds of other things there.
You know, I was just had a thought. I saw Marianne Williams. And I don't know if she's had any work done. The worst thing about getting older is when people know you've done something.
Yeah.
It's way better to look older than to have people think you're doing something, to me. Because then it's like, what are you chasing here, fella?
Mm-hmm.
What are you chasing? Anyway, just a thought.
Yeah. I've seen it. I've seen it where you go, their face looks good, but their neck looks terrible.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I just think you just have to embrace life, live full, die empty, love the Lord, keep it going. Judy Gamma, nice always to have you on.
Always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Quarter after 8. We're going to be right back at sports next.
Need a terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
All right, here you go. Sports headlines.
St. Louis Cardinals at Colorado. Here's your Redbird recap on ESPN 93.5.
The Cardinals take on the Rockies tonight at Coors Field in Denver. After a day off yesterday, the Cardinals have been on an absolute roll as they won 2 of 3 over the weekend against the Pirates. Jack Flaherty with another masterpiece on Sunday.
The high set for Flaherty and the pitch, and it's lined to the shortstop on one hop. DeYoung, he's got it, and he throws him out. Well played by Paul DeYoung, and well pitched 8 innings for Jack Flaherty. Pirates strand their 5th. A big hug from Yadier Molina as they head towards the Cardinals dugout.
8 shutout innings for the Cardinals right-hander. Redbirds will turn things over to Michael Wacha against Chi-Chi Gonzalez tonight as they stay at the top of the National League Central. 7:40, the first pitch tonight. That means I have Amron Total Access at 6:45 right here on the Cardinals Radio Network.
Well, Nico Horner's 22 and stepped up as shortstop, 3 hits and 4 RBIs later. Wow.
Did you say first Cub since 1920?
Yes.
To debut with 3 hits and 4 RBIs?
How about that?
Nico Horner. Who,
that's right.
What's the guy's name? Biaz? Got hurt?
Javier Baez.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Steve.
That's okay, because Nico is in the house.
That's
now.
That's right. Cubs win 10-2 at San Diego. It's another start after 9 on U.S. 105.9. We'll use Jose Quintana on the mound. Kansas City is at Chicago's south side to take on the White Sox. They'll use Ivan Nova on the mound. It's a 7-10 start. NFL action last night. Saints beat Texas.
Ooh, can I?
Go ahead.
Okay, so it's 27-21, and Houston gets the ball, and there's like, I don't know, a minute and a half left. And 2 plays later, they scored a touchdown. 28-27, 37 seconds left, 1 timeout. Drew Brees marches the team down to the 41, meaning a 58-yard all-time best if Will Lutz can hit it.
58-yard attempt.
Wow.
This was in New Orleans.
Oh, yeah. They were going absolutely nuts. But listen again. Listen, I'm going to play the... Listen to his thump, because the player said when we heard the thump, we knew it was good. Listen, you know, really, like, he really squared up.
58-yard attempt for the...
He just...
Yep.
I mean, man.
Oakland wins over Denver 24-16. Another thing that's trending, a bill in California that would make it possible for college athletes to accept endorsement money, moving one step closer to becoming law yesterday. Mm. They voted 72-0 in favor of this Fair Pay to Play Act that would make it illegal for colleges and universities in California to take away an athlete's scholarship or eligibility as punishment for athletic profiting from his or her name, image, or likeness.
Huh?
If passed, the new law would go into effect in January 2023.
I'd like to see the fine print on all of that.
Okay.
I mean, that would break NCAA violations, but in California, it's a law now. So maybe you don't go to California to play your college. I don't know. Okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Weather?
High 90 for today, tomorrow, and Thursday. A little cooler, though, on Friday with a chance of morning showers. We've got a high 79 expected. Mostly sunny on Saturday with a high 81. We're currently at 73 with the sunshine. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks left of baseball. This is September the 10th. It was last night. A year ago last night, we were at Miss America in Atlantic City.
Oh, wow.
For the finals. And they gave Gracie a hug last night and said, way to go.
Aww.
1 year anniversary of national television.
What an exciting chapter of life for Grace.
It was awesome. Really fun to be part of that. All right, 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, Target is hiring more than 130,000 employees for the holiday season. It'll be increasing the number of roles focused on fulfilling digital orders from stores. Target says it'll offer additional hours to team members. Supermarket chain Albertsons is taking a step to cut down on opioid misuse. It'll offer drug disposal at nearly 1,800 locations. Apple is revealing new products today. The speculation is there will be an all-new iPhone 11 and two other models. Also upgrades to Apple TV and the Apple Watch. Domino's Pizza is launching a new promotion for those who eat late. It's offering 20% off deliveries placed after 9 p.m. Late night promotion starts this week. Domino's still has its own drivers delivering its pizzas. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Process. Buy your tickets at HabibHabib.com.
ESPN 93.4, 5. How'd that come out?
I don't know.
93.4? Who's on 93.4?
I didn't think they did much on the even numbers.
You'd be all fuzzy, too.
Exactly.
Honda BMW, I was over there yesterday. Ben Quattrone's going to give me some really nice football tickets to give you with a parking pass.
Mm-hmm.
Because Ben's connected way better than Stevie J. So anyway, so that's coming in the shows sometime this week.
Okay, sounds good.
And Ben told me about a football injury he incurred in college that just makes me cringe.
Wow.
Maybe I'll call him sometime.
Okay.
About those tickets and ask him about. Anyway, it was one of those Joe Theismann things.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. DriveChampagne.com. You can go see him. Award-winning dealership. Why? Because they take care of people.
I'm hearing in our homecoming parade at Unity on the 20th, we'll get a BMW convertible.
Kenny let you, and now that you mentioned it, every parade in the world will call Ken. Way to go.
Okay, sorry.
I've used a BMW for parades, too, and they're wonderful.
Yes, they are. And as long as you get the magnet on there, so they get the business.
Careful how you put them.
Exactly.
Yeah. Honda BMW, their community, great people. They take care of you. DriveChampagne.com off Neil at Burwash. In Savoy. Okay, so California is saying, athletes can get endorsement money. They're talking about making that a law. The NCAA is going, yo, you can't do that.
Right.
NCAA violation.
Now, they've got a board meeting in October where they'll assess all this, but folks like Condoleezza Rice is backing it, NBA superstar LeBron James, who, by the way, didn't even go to college, but supporting this SB 206.
So you put me on a billboard. And I'm the star quarterback. I get money for that.
That's right. Fair Pay to Play Act.
But how does that work? And will that not bring dissension in your locker room?
Right.
Where they're all trying to get a gig and only the top four guys are getting it. And if they kind of shove a little money the other guy's way, is that a violation? So if a guy gets $1,000 for being on a billboard and gives $100 to his buddy, is that just a friend giving out money or is that part of the deal? Listen, I don't know how you regulate that. Now, do you need an agent for the billboard thing or how does that work?
Right.
And then what about the cyber? Listen, you know what's going on? There is so much money being changing hands. I mean, anybody remember Reggie Bush? He played for USC, a decade ago? USC bought his family a house. I mean, come on. I mean, do you think there's some guys getting paid a lot?
Yeah.
It's going on now. It's just they're trying to what?
And this article down lower says several California schools, including USC and Stanford, are opposed to the bill.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. But if you're going to make an actual law, NCAA is its own body. They can do whatever they want.
And President Mark Emmert wrote a letter to California legislators in May asking them to consider delaying their vote and consider the impact of the law.
Okay. We'll see.
Lawmakers said we consider that a threat.
And some people say, listen, maybe it is. And some people say they get a free education. Well, this is a billion-dollar business now. I mean, this is big money. You're exploiting these athletes. No, they don't have to play. They get free school and a bunch of other stuff on the sides with the food and all the. But you know what? It is a big deal. When the coaches are getting millions, it tells you something. Okay, 828, you're always welcome to text in. 359-2255. Don't rely on the classroom, folks. Talk money with your kids, grandkids. Talk about credit cards and how that all works.
Start budgeting some allowance and things like that.
Banking, fraud protection, budgeting, college debt. I probably need shredders. Because putting sensitive stuff in the mail. People go through garbage to get identities. With mobile online services from Busey, you can learn to manage finances. Your kids can learn to manage. You go to Busey.com, there's a wealth of information there. They'll learn about the Busey mobile app. I have that. Busey text, Busey e-bank. I have that. Busey bill payment. I do that. Busey understands the demands of all that you're dealing with. But make sure the kids have a clue the value of a dollar. It's very important, and Busey can help. Busey.com, or talk to any person at any convenient location. They'll guide you. Busey, your dream, our promise. Member FDIC. All right, the news will be coming up. Again, welcome to chime in, 359-2255. Illinois and Nebraska, a week from Saturday, is 7 p.m. Prime time on the Big Ten Network.
Nice.
It's showtime. And you know what? If we were to beat Eastern Michigan, and I think it's going to be a really good game, but if we beat Eastern Michigan, Stevie J's predicting 50,000 people.
Wow.
I think 10 from Lincoln, but still. That'd be awesome.
At Curtis Orchard in Southwest Champaign, they will enlighten all of your senses. You'll see the bright colors of the trees in vast scenery. You can smell the homemade apple fritters at the bakery. You will taste the amazing cider made only with the apple. You will feel the ripe apple when you go into the U-Pick Orchard. You will hear the joy of laughing children from their activities. Just experience all Curtis Orchard has to offer. They are in Southwest Champaign on Duncan Road. Visit CurtisOrchard.com.
Are we doing pumpkins?
Yes.
Friday?
It's Orange Friday the 13th.
A week from Friday. No, this Friday.
It is.
It's Friday. This Friday? I don't know what the month I'm in. Is this September?
It is.
Oh, my goodness.
So they're very excited. And CurtisOrchard.com, Flying Monkey Cafe, delicious options, 11 to 2.
Warm
donuts. A lot of folks at the field's coming over now. Carl at the field. Curtis
Orchard. Oh, yeah. 8:30.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. In North Carolina, a redo more than 10 months after midterms. Democrat Dan McCready, who's just cast his vote, going up against Republican Dan Bishop in the special election for House seat last night. President Trump rallying voters in Fayetteville to vote Republican, saying a vote for any Democrat
is a vote for the rise of radical socialism and the destruction of the American dream.
However, a new poll out this morning from ABC News and the Washington Post shows that the president has some convincing to do that he is steering the economy in the right direction.
Fox's Blake Berman. In the other race today, 26 candidates are running to fill the House seat of the late Walter Jones. And in Georgia, a truck carrying some 10,000 pounds of dynamite overturning in Dawson County on Highway 53, which is closed. Traffic being rerouted. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. New college rankings are out from U.S. News and World Report. These are the top 50 national universities, public and private. The University of Illinois slipped from number 46 last year to number 48 this year. Princeton topped the list this year, followed by Harvard, Columbia, MIT, then Yale. The University of Chicago came in at number 6. Two Champaign men were arrested on drug charges over the weekend. Urbana police stopped a truck for a traffic violation Sunday morning. Police searched the truck and the two men inside. The driver, 52-year-old Vincent Williams, and a passenger, 57-year-old Clydesdale Williams, were charged with felony manufacture or delivery of a controlled substance. The Domino's, currently on West Bradley Avenue, is moving. The News Gazette says the Domino's is moving to 1301 North Prospect Avenue C, the former site of Illinois title loans. It's not clear when the new store will open. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Visit the new
93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
High 90, low 70, 10% chance of showers today, otherwise partly cloudy. 20% chance of rain Wednesday and Thursday. High 91, low 69 expected. On Friday, we have a 40% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, especially in the morning. High 79. We're currently at 74 with the sunshine on ESPN 93.5.
Yep, and again, Cardinals play tonight. We're going to have that for you, 7:30. Is that right?
Yes.
7:30, ESPN 93.5.
Well, 7:40, technically.
All right, so that's 7:40 first pitch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so back that up 55 minutes.
Okay.
And we'll have pregame. It's a 55-minute pregame. Cubbies will be on late after 9's first pitch there in San Diego. Chicago wins big last night. They're 4 games out. Milwaukee wins in Miami, where there are echoes when you play in Marlins Stadium. 8,000 people, maybe?
Wow.
You can get good seats. But anyway, Milwaukee beats the Marlins, who I think have the worst record in baseball, maybe Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, that was 8-3. That means Milwaukee's 6 out, and Cubbies 4 out. There's 19 games left for the Cardinals, 20 games left for the Cubs, and 7 with each other. So there you have it. It'll be down to that last week, I'm sure. And we'll see what happens. Ah! Be well, good.
I won't see any of this because I'm emceeing tonight, and this is a very important service for our area. I just looked up the mission statement. Living Alternatives is committed to life-saving unborn children, promoting life-affirming options, providing practical assistance while sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ in word and deed, to minister restoration to those who have been wounded by the trauma of abortion. So tonight, the movie Unplanned's Abby Johnson is going to be the keynote
speaker.
She's
in town. Okay.
She is.
And there'll be a lot of people. Is this Hilton Garden Inn?
Yes.
Okay.
And the banquet is tonight. I believe it's sold out. But if you want to support Living Alternatives, the Pregnancy Resource Center, it's free options for ladies who are in the situation where they have an unplanned pregnancy. It's hopeforafuture.com for details.
Well, thanks for doing that, Diane.
Mm-hmm.
All right, 8:39. I'm going to check your sports. I've got another... Sorry. 2 minutes of Jim Gaffigan.
Okay.
Coming up, he's coming to the State Farm Center October 17th.
Planning a party or an event? Think Big Grove Tavern in downtown Champaign. With 3 large back rooms, Big Grove is the ideal place to host your next important gathering, whether it's for the team after the game or a timeless family gathering. Big Grove has the space and the hospitality to make everyone feel welcome. Features include a full bar and a menu with something for everyone. Contact sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 217-239-3505 to reserve your private space.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually, called a lot of roofing companies, good estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
You're in charge of hiring, and Indeed has solutions, like online skills tests, which let a candidate show that they're the right hire. We'll also have a dolphin chatter excitedly in front of the perfect candidate. Okay, there's no dolphin. But skills tests, that's a for sure.
See why independent research by Silk Road shows Indeed delivers 3 times more hires than any other job site. Visit Indeed.com/promo today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting. Terms, conditions, and exclusions apply.
There's a new NFL show in town, people. It's called NFL The Grind. It's every Wednesday night. It's on Epix. NFL Films produces it. My name is Rich Eisen. I host it. Highlights, features, every single week. What more could you want? Spiraling football from NFL Films? You got it. My commentary, the last word on every single week in the NFL before Thursday Night Football? You got it. NFL The Grind, only on Epix. If you don't have it, get the channel or the app. Series premiere Wednesday. Be there. I will be.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
It's the 34th annual Women's Fitness 5K Run and Walk, sponsored by Body and Soul Sports and CBJ Broadcasting. Come join me, Ash Mo, and the Crisis Nursery and Courage Connection on Sunday, September 15th at Crystal Lake Park in Urbana. All proceeds are donated to Courage Connection and the Crisis Nursery. Feel free to bring donations to these great organizations of personal care items and diapers. Thanks also to Christie Clinic Illinois Marathon, Second Wind Running Club, and Cozad Asset Management. For more info, call GNC Lee at 369-8553. Register online at secondwindrunningclub.org.
All right, sports headlines at 8:42.
St. Louis Cardinals are at Colorado. It's a 7:40 start, and you'll hear the action on ESPN 93.5, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals, who I believe are up by 4 right now.
Yeah, 4-game lead. But again, a lot of matches. That's tennis. A lot of games between the Cardinals and Cubs. 7 left.
That's right.
So there's plenty of. It's going to come down to last week, but it has to be, unless one of the teams is ahead by 9 games.
That's right.
Which isn't likely.
Chichi Gonzalez to the mound for the Rockies and Michael Wacha for the Cardinals. Jose Quintana for the mound with the Cubs coming off a win 10-2 over San Diego. They're on the West Coast. Looking forward to seeing Nico Hoerner out there. He's 22 and had 3 hits and 4 RBIs yesterday. Kansas City is at Chicago's White Sox. NFL action last night. Saints over Houston, 30-28. Oakland over Denver, 24-16. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Bears will be in Denver. Take the Bears. I mean, Denver, they lost last night to Oakland, 24-16, as you just mentioned. But the Bears coming off a not a very good offensive performance. And the Bears defense, real. Saints got to play up in Chicago. Mitchell Trubisky will have a much better game. You know that the Oakland offensive line did not allow Denver to touch their quarterback. He didn't get sacked. He didn't get hit. So I don't know how good Denver is, but I think the Bears will get win one this weekend in Denver.
Okay.
Jim Gaffigan coming to State Farm Center. He's a comedian, stand-up comedian who's clean. And I think he's brilliant.
The show is October 17th.
Yeah, and I'll play just a clip again here coming up because I like hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you will too.
This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. As independent financial advisors, we can help ensure you're following a strategy that makes sense, no matter what the market is doing. Take control of your financial life with a complimentary consultation. We will help create a plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign, or call 217-366-3456, or find us online at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Did you know overall job satisfaction is at its highest level in 15 years? Wow. 51%. Wait, what? That's barely half. Would you see a doctor with 51% patient satisfaction? No way. Yet 49% of you keep driving to that unsatisfying job. Why? You have options. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Classes meet just twice a week. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. Mycomputercareer.edu.
Cyber criminals will steal an estimated 33 billion security and private records by next year. The average cost of a data breach for a small business in North America is as high as $117,000. While these numbers can sound frightening, they don't have to be. Ease your fears by having Area-Wide Technologies come look at your setup. They'll ensure your system is secure and will give you a detailed inspection report of just how susceptible to these threats you are. Call them today at 359-8041.
What's up, guys? It's Shane from Rosati's Pizza. Just want to remind you again about all of our weekly specials at Rosati's in Urbana. Tuesday means meat day. Try the slice with sausage, pepperoni, ground beef, and bacon. Or go a different direction. Load up the veggies and do a veggie slice. That's each and every Tuesday at Rosati's. Tomorrow, we're looking forward to Italian Beef Day. My favorite. That's what I'm having. I hope to see you and the family soon at 701 South Gregory, Urbana, or give us a call. We deliver. 328-2334.
At ABC Heating and Air, it's our promise to help you always be comfortable. Do you need rescued because you're burning hot? Do you need rescued because your air is shot? Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 and let us rescue you from the heat. ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400. Can't you see you need to call me at ABC? Call ABC Heating and Air. That's ABC Heating and Air, 352-5400.
It's time for another My Journey with Mettler.
Megan Parsons from Savoy, Illinois, and I work in human resources at the Lemon Company in Arcola. So I have had back problems over half of my life, and I've been to physical therapy a variety of times. What I would say was different about Mettler is the therapy was one-on-one in a private room, private setting. So just focusing on getting me to a point that I could manage my own pain, work on strength.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit Mettler Center.com today.
Want to help a special retired police officer in your life? Freedom Roofing is giving you the opportunity. Freedom Roofing is giving a free roof to one retired police officer in Central Illinois. It's simple. Just email freedom at sjbroadcasting.com with a paragraph on why that retired police officer deserves a roof, their name, address, and phone number. Freedom Roofing is giving back, and you can help too. So email that recommendation to freedom at sjbroadcasting.com.
You're always like, don't you feel good when you go to the gym? Not at all. There's too many people in shape, you know? I go to McDonald's, I feel great. In McDonald's, I'm like Matthew McConaughey. All right, all right! The skinny guy is here. That's right, folks. This is what a size 38 waist looks like. Read it and weep, y'all.
McConaughey, he's in that type of shape where he can touch his belly, you know? But if you're pudgy and you touch your belly, people are like, ew. Because it usually means you're about to burp. Good empanada. There's some thin people at my gym. I saw this one woman, she was so skinny, you could actually see her ribs. And all I could think was, I haven't had a McRib in forever. And those are delicioso. I reference McDonald's a lot because I go to McDonald's. I love the silence that follows that statement. Like I just admitted to support dog fighting or something. How could you? McDonald's. It's fun telling people you go to McDonald's. They always give you that look like, oh, I didn't know I was better than you.
Just on and on and on. Just real life stuff. October 17, he's at the State Farm Center. His name is Jim Gaffigan.
Hello, this is Shane Coulter from Country Arbor's Nursery. 154 years. That's how long my family's been growing flowers and planting trees in Central Illinois. Over the years, we've grown hundreds of millions of plants, and there's a chance my great-grandfather sold plants to your great-grandfather. It's a special time of year, mom season, and Country Arbor's is home of the legendary $6 mom, the biggest, best-priced mom in the state. We grow 20,000 moms, but you'd be surprised how fast we sell out. So come out for a shade tree, a shrub, or a perennial, but make sure to pick up a few moms when you're out. Country Arbor's is in Urbana, on Windsor Road, 2.5 miles past Meyer. You can find out more information and directions at countryarbors.com.
When you're buying a car, you know exactly what you need. But the perfect match should be more than you get. It's also the personal banking experience that helps you get there. That's why Central Illinois' perfect match for auto loans is the U of I Community Credit Union. And right now, with some of the lowest auto loan rates in town, you can go ahead and say yes to all the upgrades. And you don't even have to be a member. So stop by the U of I Community Credit Union, Champaign-Urbana's number one local auto lender, and apply. Visit us in person on First Street in Champaign or stop by Five Points in Urbana. You can also apply from the comfort of your home online at uofi.org. Whether you're looking for a brand new vehicle or you're trying to lower your current vehicle loan payment, the U of I Community Credit Union is here to help. We have auto loan rates as low as 2.49% APR for up to 75 months for a limited time. The U of I Community Credit Union is here for campus and community.
If you're like me, you take walking seriously, so you wear Go Walks from Skechers. They're the only walking shoes I know that have the five ables. What does that mean? You want walking shoes that are comfortable, breathable, washable, adorable, and affordable. That's the five ables, and Skechers Go Walks have it all. They've got air-cooled Goga Mat insoles for lasting comfort. They're made with washable, breathable materials. They're adorable, and they're wonderfully affordable. They're very able shoes. Get Skechers Go Walks at a Skechers store near you or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
El Toro Mexican Restaurant on South Mule Street in Champaign doesn't just serve amazing food at a reasonable price. They're also committed to the community. Owner Victor Fuentes is proud to call the Midwest his home, and he shows it by hosting great community fundraisers at the restaurant. From popular annual events like Cinco de Mayo to being a part of local school and club fundraisers every month, El Toro is not only committed to supporting your empty stomach, but also a great community. Check out what local fundraisers are coming up soon on their website, eltororestaurante.com, or visit them at 723 South Neal Street in Champaign.
The Atkins Group is proud to present the redefined premium home rentals at Pebble Point. These home rentals feature two-car garages, granite countertops, and stainless steel appliances. There's solar panels on the roof that'll help you with electric bills. And don't lift a finger because maintenance is included, including mowing, snow removal, and garbage. Pebble Point, located in Urbana near Stone Creek, Carl Clinic, and Meyer. Right-size your life with the new premium home rental. Call Amber at 213-3034 or go online at cuhomerentals.com.
Experience matters when making life-changing decisions. You want a lender who has seen almost every situation in the home lending, understands the area, and is involved in our community. Hi, I'm Joni Utnich, mortgage lender at Molitor Financial Group in Champaign. I love this community and enjoy being a part of it. I'm active in Champaign West Rotary, the scholarship program for YMCA, president of Executive Club, and a sustainer for Junior League. If you're thinking of buying a home, visit me, Joni Utnich, at Molitor Financial Group at the Village of the Crossing.
NMLS number 689931. Molitor Financial Group is an Illinois mortgage licensee.
My name is Brandon. I am a manager of tire sales at Firestone Complete Auto Care. When you come here to get service, we're going to take care of your car. Because you take care of your car is going to take care of you.
Come in for the Firestone Complete Auto Care Epic Sales Event and save $100 when you spend $500 or more. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Valid September 12th through September 15th. Exclusions apply. Cannot be combined with other offers. Additional fees may apply where lawful. See store for details.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Jeremy Warner Show coming up next. When Jeremy said Houston was going to beat the Saints last night, I actually got worried because I really thought the Saints were going to win. I didn't know how good Houston was. Woo!
I got a text in saying, well, there's a will with a capital W.
Yeah, that's Will Lutz.
There's a way when it comes to Saints football. Nothing but a breeze.
Yeah!
58-yard attempt for the win!
Some jumping in my family room.
I'll bet.
Man, that was incredible.
The last few seconds of the game.
Well, it's the longest field goal.
58 yards.
To win a game in the regular season since 1970 when the leagues merged. I mean, that just doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Houston's really good at football. Deshaun Watson. Yeah, I'm glad that's over. Now the Saints have a real easy one going to Los Angeles.
Okay.
I love the Bears against Denver. Bears are going to win that. I think. And then Rams, of course, Saints-Rams, and all the Rams fans are saying they're tired of the Saints fans crying. So, and then the NFL puts us in L.A. week two.
That's right.
It's going to be tough. Anyway, it'll be fun, and the NFL's off and running, getting ready for Eastern Michigan. More football tickets to give away for that 11 a.m. kick, Memorial Stadium in Champaign-Urbana. And as I see it, and again, I'm a novice. I don't know. It's us, Clemson and Alabama, all undefeated, us guys.
2-0, baby.
Hanging out with them.
Go Illini.
Hey, what are you guys doing after the game? We're 2-0, too. What are you doing? How you doing? Where you going? Have you digits? All right, meet you tomorrow.
Enjoy the day.
That's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Thank you for listening. We really appreciate it. Jeremy Warner Show next. Tay and Piper on The Drive. 4-6 today. Cardinal baseball, first pitch 7:40. 6:45 pregame, and the Cubbies over on US 105.9 late. Have a great Tuesday.
Oh, no, there's a star break on my windshield.